Hi, I'm Keela from Keela D Sub Creations, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Bobby Pendragon is a normal 14-year-old boy with only a few things on his mind: the state basketball semifinals and the cute girl Courtney who just gave him a kiss. But his Uncle Press shows up on his doorstep beckoning him to come with him because some people need their help. Bobby ends up leaving with his uncle, completely abandoning the girl in the game without really knowing what was going on. Press has no time to explain as the two are immediately confronted with a shape-shifting villain who is about to wreak all kinds of havoc, not just for Bobby, but for the world as a whole. After traveling through a mysterious tunnel and landing in a whole new world, Bobby learns that he and his uncle are travelers, tasked with keeping various territories safe, especially during times of great crisis. Now, all of that is from a science fiction fantasy novel series by DJ McHale, but I think a lot of us may be able to relate. Sometimes it feels like God is just grabbing our hand and telling us to come along without giving much, if any, explanation as to where we're going. Sometimes it may even seem unfair that we were called to live and work and minister through horrible circumstances. Like Esther. She did not ask to be paraded around as a prospect for queen. She did not ask to marry the king. She did not ask to have to keep her family background a secret while members of the king's own administration were plotting to kill her cousin Mordecai and all of her fellow Jews. But when she found out what was really going on, with a little encouragement from Mordecai, she put her life on the line and approached the king without invitation. She dined with the man who gave the orders to slaughter her people. She petitioned the king to sign a new edict allowing the Jews to assemble and protect themselves from anyone trying to attack them. This led to an overwhelming victory for the Jews, a special honor for Mordecai, and the execution of the evil man conspiring to kill them. If Esther had not been who she was, where she was, she never would have been given royal authority. And if she had never been in that position, she never would have been able to save her people. Mordecai tells her in Esther 4:14, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Bobby Pendragon may have felt cheated or wrongly chosen or ill-equipped for his role as traveler, but he stepped up to the plate and helped save 10 different territories from the evil shapeshifter. As for you and me, I work at a seminary, and a recent graduation speaker quoted that same verse in Esther for the graduates. These graduates, who had completed most of their master's degrees during a global pandemic and political turmoil, and I'm sure countless of other personal crises. Perhaps you were made for such a time as this. So take God's outstretched hand and go. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every weekday, subscribe to this podcast, and join the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Keela from Keela D Sub Creations, and until next time, remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy tea, and that's kind of the same thing.